Hey everybody, welcome to the Warframe Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And this is Angel Grovian Gladiators.
I like that. I was just Googling. Is that the... Oh, it's still going. Okay.
I don't know if that is actually... that's the right song. I think it is.
Okay, I Googled... So I was trying to figure out if there was like a synonym for madness that would start with an A so we could do April something, and I got a couple. Here's the... According to thesaurus.com, here is the biggest one. The best is absurdity. April absurdity.
Okay.
And then that's the strong... That's in strongest matches. In strong matches... Aberration is the best we got. I don't think
it's April aberration.
April aberration. April anxiety, because like madness April, is sort of like.
I had one. It's gone now though.
April Grove. April... I like Angel Grove Gladiators.
Can Rocky run faster than Turbo?
Ooh. Can Zach do a backflip over Kyler?
Those are all the American Gladiators I remember. I had a Turbo toy, so that's why I remember him.
One of the lady gladiators was named Ice.
It's Ice. I feel like there's a Storm in there, too.
There's probably a Storm, and then I feel like there was a Chameleon,
Nitro.
But she might have been a WMAC master lady.
Who?
Named Chameleon.
Oh, yeah.
Something like
that. It's hard to tell. They had a similar naming convention.
Very similar. Josh, what are we doing? What are we even doing here, though?
What we have here is a failure to communicate. what we have is a bracket. We've got all of the Gen 1 Power Rangers.
Yep.
From Seasons 1 through 3. All 10 of them in a bracket, because we have bracket brain after March Madness.
Yeah.
We're going to determine who would win a King of the Ring style bracket.
King of the Rangers?
King of the Rangers.
Kanger of the Rangers?
Lord of the Cord?
Lord of the Cord. here's the thing is that I'm just now realizing, as we did say first three seasons, we did also forget to put the Alien Rangers in.
That's season 3.5. We didn't get that.
We didn't go. Good. Yeah, good. Because 10 people fit in a bracket weird, I think 15 would make the bracket ugly. Just straight up ugly.
So basically, we have to have two qualifying rounds before we get to the tournament, is kind of the way it's set up.
Yeah, because what I thought was going to happen is we would have two people who have a bye, because that's 8 and then 2. But it doesn't work out like that. The science of brackets is much more delicate.
It could, but I think it comes down to a triple threat in the finals.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That would get a little messy.
I don't love that.
So our first matchup, round one, match one, Kim versus Kat. And by the end of the second match, you'll see how the bracket is a little bit split up.
Yeah.
If you're playing along at home. We will also be putting up this bracket so you can fill out your bracket. It'll be on Discord. I'll probably dump it on Patreon. The Twitter, the Blue Sky, all your favorite places that you can find us.
Yeah.
First up, Kim versus Kat. A match for the ages. A real rough one, I think.
It is tough. They're both pretty high on our Ranger rankings, even.
They are.
I think we're looking at two top tens, if I'm not wrong.
I'm pretty sure. I can't imagine. I know where Kat is. I can't imagine Kim is too much farther below that. But that is also the totality of it. I think we decided off air that this is just Mighty Morphin. This is just the first. We are just taking their first three seasons of actions into play.
Yeah.
So
I don't even know where to start here.
I think this is a good. This is a good thing we can do in the first round. Is like, how do the matches work? Are we just making them fight each other?
Are they fighting, or do we like them more?
I don't know. Or are we taking the sum of their actions and weighing them against Big Bird's feather on Anubis's scale to see if one of them can go to the Egyptian afterlife?
I think it could be some kind of April amalgamation of all three things.
Okay. April aberration amalgamation. All right, where do we start? If we just start with words and deeds, then this is the season where one of the seasons where Kat, her most of her accomplishments are there is an episode about her weight. She gets made fun of for her weight.
Yeah.
And she does a dive on a diving board because she was
okay. I wasn't sure if that was in Zio or season three. I could not remember.
Pretty sure those are both season three episodes. High dive.
Well, let's look at Kim. Kim landed an airplane, I think.
She did land an airplane basically with very little assistance. Alpha was like, hit the button, pull up a little bit. But and honestly, there's a joke about it, like all men think they could land an airplane.
I've seen what a cockpit looks like. There's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way I could just walk in there and put a plane on the ground.
Well, no, because you're not doing it alone. Like you got air traffic control walking you through it, and they're good at their job. So you got somebody on the other line being like, "Here's the button you need to press. Here's the switch you need to flip." I think I could land it pretty easy. I could get it on the ground with minimal damage. It might get ugly, right?
Right. But like, it's not going to be pretty.
You're not going to fly the plane again that day, for sure. Right. But I can get it on the ground. And the thing is with that, it's because of air traffic control. Kim just had Alpha. And minor familiarity with flying a pterodactyl. I don't know if the skills cross over, though.
What else did Kim do? She did a youth group thing.
She did a lot of like big sister kind of activities. Yeah. Actual little brother, who was only mentioned one time.
Creepy Halloween kid raiders were part of something like that, I think.
There was that. There was I don't remember her name. It's in the big chicken episode, season one. There's a big chicken. Our episode was called Tearing a Hole in Plot in Space, I think. Wish I had better stuff stored in my memory than names of our episodes of the Morphin Grid. I don't know what the real name of that Power Rangers episode is. Cause that was that Chunky Chicken? Was that the bad guy in that one?
That sounds right. I think that was Chunky Chicken. That was not Turkey Man X, right?
No, Turkey Man X is like season
three. That was
our
name of that episode.
Yeah. And then later on in Dino Thunder we did have Dry Turkey Man X, which is a really good callback. Let's just switch over to Kat for a second.
Yeah,
in season
that's
three,
fine.
She's a cat for most of, like a real cat, like a kitty cat. Her name was PK because she was a part cat and
it's PC.
It's PC. You're right. Her name is starts with K.
Yeah.
So like,
there's a cat in the parking lot at Kroger that like lives there that me and Latasha call PLC.
That's cute. You don't need another cat.
No, I know. I know.
Though, so.
Although I think if I tried hard enough, I could.
You could get one more in there? You think
no,
five?
No,
would
really... I'm not saying I could get one in the house. I'm saying I could take this one if I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
My house is full. I can't.
You think five would really round
many.
It out?
Four is too many. Five will drive me really, like, genuinely insane.
Unless that's the missing piece to bring it all together. It's just one more cat.
You know, I'm not going to risk it.
So, but she's a cat for most of the time, and then she goes to the internet with Tommy in that one episode, and then someone makes fun of her weight, which is like, I remember the episode being good, but like, if you are looking at it from after the year, I'm going to say 2010, that is why so many people have eating disorders and body image issues, is because anyone who is not... two-dimensional when they turn sideways, media is like, look at this grotesque human.
It was rough then.
Pretty ugly. She also did a dive, and I think that was her being like, there's still parts of me left in here. It's not just the evil cat that got kidnapped from Rita.
How did she break the spell? How was the spell on Kat broken?
Oh, I think it was like them being like, Kat, no.
And she's like, I don't want to be evil.
And they were like, whoa. And then she turned into a giant cat monster, and they probably beat her up with a robot, and that fixed it.
But here's the if I'm remembering right about this also, Kat was put under a spell by Rita. Or Zed.
It was Rita. I'm 90% sure it was Rita. Because it was season three, and so it was when they were married.
I don't know if I'm getting this right or wrong, but they tried to put Kim under a spell and it didn't work, so she had to pretend to be Rita.
A huge feather in Kim's cap, is that she does do a perfect Rita Repulsa impression that literally fooled everybody into thinking that she was body downloaded. I think the plan was like, I'm going to put Rita into Kim.
I think that's right. That sounds right.
To make her beautiful, even though Carla Perez, nothing to sneeze at for sure.
I don't know. Like, looking at him personality wise, I mean, Kim has a lot more time to work with and a lot more spotlight episodes to develop.
And she has like a lot more personality because like,
and she just Kim, has like, a lot of personality.
Kat, a lot of the time, Kat is like pretty much literally replacement Kimberly, and that like especially in, like once we hit Zio, it's just like, oh, we need someone to go Tommy, and that's you now, Kat. You can do that after he gets a Dear John letter, but the Zio stuff doesn't count. We're not counting Zio or Terp.
I think it's Kim.
I think it's got to be Kim. I think Kim has to move forward head to head.
Let's see if this bracket works the way I think it does. If we click Kim. Oh, Kim, she moves forward. Hell yeah.
All right, we did it. So she will be facing, we'll save it for the next round, but one of our buys is the next round. And and I'm hoping that before we get to the semifinals, that you at home can tell us what you think, how the bracket is split up. And if you get it right, you get a prize. What's the prize? It's a mystery. Can't tell you what the prize is.
Give you a shout out on the next episode.
Well, we've already recorded the next episode, so probably...
So, the first episode of RPM.
RPM, you'll get a shout out. First episode of RPM, you'll get a shout out. Match two. Round one, match two. Aisha versus Trini. Ish versus Trini, depending on who you ask. And now here's the thing. This is where we start getting into like a reverse situation from the last one, is because Aisha has a lot more time.
Yeah.
And frankly, a lot more personality than Trini.
You're not wrong.
If we're being completely honest. Because here's the thing about Trini. For about half the first season, she is like a quiet, pretty lady who is Billy's translator.
She translates for Billy.
And like, she's also smart. Kim's friend.
Yeah, she's smart in a down-to-earth way.
Yeah, so when Billy says something's globitudinal, she can be like, that means it's like a blob.
Yeah,
and everyone be like, oh, okay, it's a blob.
Metamorphosis. That means to change.
That means to change. Thank you, Trini, for teaching me that word when I was 4 years old, because I did need that. Unfortunately, your other qualities are you have a doll collection once and you're afraid of height. Just really the one height.
Just the one time. Yeah.
And then you get over
that
it.
Pretty quick.
Aisha, on the other hand, has tons of personality.
Yeah. She comes in as a like top three ninja from Stone Canyon.
Top three ninja from Stone Canyon, rollerblading down a hill to save a baby with two of her friends, but they're all there. She has the fire marshal episode where she's very into fire safety, and and as a former junior fire explorer myself, I do think fire safety is important.
She does take her role very seriously.
She does,
and she takes charge of the fire safety at Ernie's, which I don't think is affiliated with the school at all.
Well, sometimes it feels like it's on the backside of the school, and sometimes it feels like it is unrelated.
I feel like it's exactly a what the heck is the name of the school from Saved by the Bell?
Bayside.
Bayside. It's like a Bayside the Max situation.
Where it's like a club, but for children.
Because why else would Ernie have like a gym for students also?
I was thinking about this relatively recently. Like, there's gotta be no, like, this type of building, there's only like six left on the planet Earth, right? Like a youth center.
When I was growing up, when I was in like high school, it was in Orange. So this was definitely, I was like 15 or 16 probably. There was like, for a brief amount of time, there was like a youth center in Orange, Massachusetts, that was like a repurposed house.
Okay.
That they put like a bunch of like arcade games and a pool table, and like the upstairs was like a dance floor, and they play music, and like teens would go there and hang out on the weekends.
I feel like that's good. I feel like that's a good thing to have. And there's got to only be like five left on the planet Earth, because there's no way this survived the PlayStation 2. Like, there's no way. There's no way. Let's talk about fighting. If they're fighting each other one-on-one, we never get to see them because Trini is, the actress is gone by the time Aisha shows up, obviously.
Yeah.
That's how it worked. So they never are on screen at the same time, except maybe in like one or no, because even when they're like, you're the new Power Rangers, they're like at a taxi going to the they're like throwing their stuff in the back and they're like, thanks, see you later, I'm Jason.
Yeah, the only thing we get of them together is when they do the power transfer, but they're just morphed and they just like put their hands on a big sword.
Yeah.
And then the power transfers, and then we get old clips of them, and then they get in a taxi and leave.
The old clips are really funny, too, because it's, like, deep into the White Ranger stuff, and then it cuts to them, and it's, like, it's shots from far away, and Tommy's wearing green again. And it's
but
like,
it's like, in the newer, like, season 2 footage, Zach has, like, his dreadlocks, and then when it cuts to the old footage, he has his, like, high top.
He's got the fade again, yeah. And it's just like, come on. Who are you trying to fool?
I feel like they just keep using the same shot of them from the intro when they, like, turn around and look up at Zordon.
There's a lot of that. I definitely remember them using the, like, speaking of Tommy wearing green, it's just, like, a far shot of them at, like, a picnic under a tree, and then it will punch in and it will only show Billy Kim and Tommy in close-ups, and then it'll punch back out when Jason's like, I think we should do that.
That sounds great. Great idea. Back to action.
I don't even the whoever they got to do the fake Jason wasn't even that good. Like, wasn't even as good as us doing.
Look, Jason yelling is not hard to pull off.
It's
I
not
don't think
hard.
You just gotta say it from like
Say it from your chest. Like a bottom throat, top of chest kind of area.
Yeah.
And you just got to say it's morphin' time, like the rent is due, and that's all. But if we're talking about each fighting Trini, one of them is a skilled kung fu master, and one of them is a top three ninja.
Yeah.
Right? I guess Trini is like Tai Chi more than kung fu, but she does know several martial arts.
Yeah,
because she's introduced doing like I think Tai Chi, and then she I think the episode with her uncle who has the invisibility ecto cooler is she's doing Taekwondo maybe. I'm not 100% sure if they ever name it other than just like karate, but but then Isha's like a trained ninja on a ninja team.
Yeah,
so I think that's kind of a wash.
Yeah. Man.
Because, like, who wins a kung fu master versus... That's the age-old fight. It's a standstill. You fight to a standstill, and nobody...
Yeah.
Nobody moves on.
So is it Ish?
I think it's got to be Ish, because if we're taking out who could win an actual fist fight, like a battle versus each other, I think Ish just has a lot more stuff that she does.
Yeah.
She's a ranger for much longer, also. She's got two full seasons... Like, well, a full season and most of season 2. I don't remember how far into season 2 they leave, but...
I feel like it's no more than a third of the way. So she's at least got a season and two-thirds to Trini's season and one-third.
Season and a third. So the experience is on her side. Also, I don't know if this would count materially or not, but she does have really... Ish does have really good hair, and she does manage to fit all of it into the TARDIS that is the helmet.
Yeah, she never even complains about it like Kim did.
She never complains about it like Kim did. My hair is like a little long right now, and it's not the length that I need it to be. It's at a really stupid length, and my headphones are on my head, and it's driving me insane the way they are sitting on my hair. I couldn't fit this in a helmet, and she has like enormous box braids that she's like, I'll get them in there. Don't worry about it. They'll fit. So I think she's moving on.
All right. We're doing it. I can't take it back once I've done it.
Once you click the button.
Okay, so I want to save our buy. Let's finish the
prelims.
Yeah, so let's do So we're into the tournament now. Now we're into the four fights that make up the tournament. Kim and Ish have qualified. So let's start here with Jason versus Rocky.
Okay. I did say, see if you can figure out what the thing is. But if we are, if we're putting a bracket up, I feel like people will be able to see it right away.
Yeah.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, though, let us know what you think it is.
I did this one the way I should have done the badges, in that I put the same things together in the first round instead of trying to, like,
you tried to lay some ground,
persuade people to vote one way or the other to get into a second round. I don't know what I was doing.
I don't know. I think March Badges should have been 100% rando. I think it should have been let Jesus take the wheel and we will sort out what happens from there. So Jason versus Rocky. You've got Saiyan Morphin Time. Like, if he doesn't say it good, the show will end on the spot. Versus Boys Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah. Well, as a boy, I do just want to have fun.
I also, a lot of the time, I just kind of want to have fun.
Yeah.
And I know that's cultural appropriation from girls who historically just wanted to have fun. But the problem is that Boys Will Be Boys has been absolutely ruined at this point. It has been used to excuse some really terrible behavior, and not like when me and my little brother cut PVC pipe with a Sawzall. Like, that's Boys Will Be Boys.
It used to be Dennis the Menace. Now it's sexual assault.
Yeah, now it's assault and stuff, and it sucks. It sucks. Anyway, Jason versus Rocky.
Well,
here, okay.
Is there a whiter bread Power Ranger than Jason?
No. Jason, here's the thing about Jason is that, like, I like Jason a lot, right? I do like Jason. He's pretty high up on our Ranger ranking because he's, like, a good leader and he sets the template. He's a glass of milk. He is one a glass of whole milk. There's nothing extra to him. He just likes karate.
Yeah.
Name a thing that Jason likes besides karate.
Emily?
That's Zio. And also,
that's Zio.
I don't know, but I'm not sold. Jury's out on him liking Emily.
He also likes lifting weights, which I think is related directly to karate.
I think a lot of his activities are, if they're not karate adjacent, they are karate supportive.
Yeah.
They are there to help him to do karate better. Whereas Rocky, he plays football. He does pachinko a lot. He loved that pachinko machine. And look, we've all been to Chuck E. Cheese. Pachinko goes hard.
We know that Zed and Rita have made monsters directly in response to things Rocky has done.
Uh-huh.
Have they ever targeted Jason in a similar way?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think every time, the only time he is targeted that I can think off the top of my head is when he's fishing with his cousin Jeremy. But that's just them sending electric bees down. That's not like, we'll make a fishing monster to get him because he likes fishing. It's just, no, he was fishing with his cousin. So I don't know. And as far as fighting goes, we don't really get them because, again, in Mighty Morphin, they do not interact. But I know we're not supposed to use Zio stuff. We take a little skip forward to Zio. We know that Jason loses a fight to Adam.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Rocky ever does.
I don't think we ever see Rocky and Adam. We don't get a Rocky v. Adam sparring match. Probably because Adam's a little scared.
Probably, he doesn't want to handle it. And this isn't even bringing into the fact of how good Rocky is in Once and Always.
Yeah,
like one of the MVPs of Once and Always.
Yeah.
Easily.
And I do think, we don't get a lot of Rocky either, but what we do get of him is, like, whenever there's a Rocky spotlight, I feel like he's very funny.
Yeah.
But he does get personality when he is the focus of an episode. Otherwise, he's kind of just like a background character.
And that, I think, is also partly Jason's fault it's Tommy's fault, but it's partly Jason's fault for the way that the show... what am I trying to say? Like Jason is like the, like, air quotes, leader, but then there's Tommy, who's like the cooler guy. I just tried to go on a Ranger Wiki on my phone. I don't know why I did that. Now my phone is so hot and I didn't get any information. Just got a very hot phone. and no more knowledge than I had a second ago. Like, Jason is like the leader, but Tommy's the cool guy. So they try to like position them as like equals. But then Tommy wins by virtue of him not quitting for not being paid anything.
Yeah.
And so then because of that, they don't even try to give Rocky like a leadership role. Like, and that's not Rocky's fault.
Yeah.
Like, that's like saying it's Madison's fault she didn't get any spotlight episodes. Like, it's not. It's the writers going, what do we do with the best actors we have on the set?
Like, yeah. I think this comes down to character work. And I think Jason is nothing and Rocky is like a meathead goofball.
Yeah. And I think that's just
a lot
much more fun.
I guess just a lot more fun. So I'm putting Rocky through. You can't stop me.
I can't. You got control of the bracket. I just have a screenshot of the empty one.
All right. So this will be next up. Zach versus Adam.
This is the final of the prelims. We've got Hip Hop Keto Master Zach Taylor versus Don't Step In His Business Adam Park.
Yeah. So
this is going to be a tough one, I think.
Yeah. Let me lead with this.
Okay.
Who is Adam?
Great question. Adam,
what's he thinking? What is his motivation? Why is Adam?
That's also a good question. I'm trying to,
because I can answer that with Zach.
I know. Look, we both know all about Zach.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Adam, though, is that every personality thing I can think of happens in season 3.5 or later.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it.
Are we taking movie stuff into account? I don't think so.
Because
that's between 2 and 3, right?
That's between 2 and 3.
It's also not like, canon, but...
It's no. Well, I do think we need to take movie stuff into account.
Okay.
I think we can take movie stuff into account.
Well, then he is upset about being a frog.
Yes.
That's what he did in the movie.
That is kind of his whole movie deal. That movie, by the way... Look, a killer delivery. No questions. That movie starts with like 8 solid minutes of skydiving turning into rollerblading, like aggressive inlining.
Yeah, man.
There's no character work.
There's no plot. Peak X Games culturally.
This is 95 when it came out. So it's just before Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1.
Yeah.
And I think the Power Rangers the movie really needs to get its flowers on making X Games into the thing that it is. They did a lot of work. Them and Tony Hawk did a lot of work. Even if we include that, Adams, dude kicks good. He kicks great.
Sure.
I don't know.
Zach also
that he
has
likes.
A good kick.
Zach has a really great kick. Zach's kicks are a bespoke martial art that he invented.
Yeah.
He invented hip-hop keto. And I don't think we talk about that enough. That he's like, I want a dance fight in a very specific way.
Yeah.
That's radical. That rules.
And he's like, I know Kim is the Pink Ranger, and a Pink Ranger typically is kind of like the heart of the team. But I really think Zach fits that role here more often than Kim does. I feel like Zach is the one that's like everybody's best friend.
Yeah.
He's not like a party guy, but he's just like a...
He's a party dude.
He's very motivational at times too, where he's like, we could do it. I don't think Zach ever is just like... Other than the first episode where he's like, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Well, but even that is them being like, he's got an attitude, you know?
Yeah.
And he does. There is one point where he's like, I don't know. But that's when everyone abandons him on his birthday.
Yeah.
And
he's still friends with them after that.
That's insane. That's that's insane to me. But he also is afraid of spiders. There's a very legitimately like frightening spiders episode where everything is covered in webs and it's really gross and stuff. But he gets over the fear of spiders. I don't think Adam ever is afraid of anything, so you can't be brave if you're not afraid of something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't think Adam ever goes anywhere. He never develops into anything. He's always just Adam. He kicks good. You don't want to mess with him.
He's a handsome boy. He's a sweet boy.
Yeah. He's a sweet, handsome anything. Boy. He's very quiet. I don't know.
That's it. And One last thing, and this is so like the worst thing you can say about Zach is that like a lot of time he is Jason's friend. Like that's like sort of the role. He's like the Jason's best friend is the role he's slotted into.
Yeah.
Adam doesn't even get that. Adam's not Rocky's best friend.
He's maybe Isha's best friend, but I still think he's at least after Kim or Kat in that situation.
I would say so. So I think we got to move Zach forward.
Yeah. Also, there's no reason in a real high school situation, and I can't speak to high school situations nowadays. I don't know
who knows.
I don't know what it's like over there.
They have phones now. That sounds terrible to have as a teenager.
Early to mid 90s, someone as cool as Zach would never give Billy the time of day.
Not even close. Not on his best day.
But he does, because he's a good dude. And this is like before they're Power Rangers, that like 5 minutes in the first episode before they're Power Rangers.
Yeah. There is that moment in the first episode where Bulk and Skull are being real gross at Kim and Trini.
Yeah.
And Zach specifically is like, is there a problem here? Because he knows they can handle themselves. So he lets them handle themselves, but he's just there to hey, if you need backup, here I am. And I think that's really good. So,
all right, Zach's going through.
All right.
All right. So now we got to do, let's do Tommy and Kim.
Okay.
Star-crossed lovers, the Dear John.
That was a kill shot from Kimberly on Tommy. I don't even know if we need to continue this.
I just push Kim through. I'll do it.
I mean, okay, let's go back. They are the two of the three longest running ones. Maybe by now you'll have figured out who our two bys are. Everybody's bi in Power Rangers, but not the different kind of bi. But that's not true. Vita's a super lesbian. It might be more from Power Rangers.
Well, Jason's Tommy, ace.
And Jason is ace. it's okay. It's not as cut and dry as I thought.
And I feel like this is gross in retrospect, but maybe Billy is also very straight.
If you ask David Yost, he says Billy is straight. And I watched the whole show. Every time Billy's been on the show, I've seen it. And like,
okay, let's save he's in our next matchup.
We'll save it for that. So Tommy though. In terms of like importance to Power Rangers, Tommy is, like it or not, number one. Yeah. He is the number one most important Power Ranger, both in and out of universe. Because again, if Tommy wasn't so dope, the show would have been canceled probably after the first season. They probably would have just stopped making it. He is so, at the time, he was so popular with fans that for some pig-headed reason, Saban was like, we'll just have some guy be the White Ranger. And I don't know who it was, but somebody was like, no.
That won't work.
We're not going to do that. Look, Brad Hawkins seems like a lovely man. Did great on VR Troopers. He was great as the original Gold Ranger. If White Ranger takes his head off and it's a guy we've never seen before, everyone changes the channel. They go watch.
It's Zane.
It's Zane.
Here's a guy who's a Power Ranger now. You have not seen him ever before in your life, but he matters to the show now.
Don't you love him? No.
Not particularly.
I don't even like him. I don't even like Zane. Someone, clearer heads had prevailed, and they were like, that should be Tommy. And then it was Tommy, and then Power Ranger, people were like, good, we can keep watching Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So I think that weighs a lot.
Yeah.
Ultimately. I do love Kimberly a lot also. She did quit to go do gymnastics, which is like important. Like you got to go do your thing. You got to live your own life. That was in the middle of a season. Like things were pretty bad when she left though.
That's true. Tommy did leave to race cars eventually, but that is a long time from now.
We're not counting that yet. He did go to the race car farm upstate and that guy's paleontology degree, which is I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah,
he didn't even have a dinosaur in
he had a Godzilla.
maybe he got the paleontology degree like, I'm gonna find the Godzilla, I'm gonna find what Dragonzord is based on. For real, the real one.
Man, it would have been so cool if he could have just called Dragonzord again.
Oh, that little whipped ass man just said he got the world's slowest Zord walking across a bridge.
They have Brontosaurus did nothing. Ugh.
So, and we already talked a lot about Kimberly in the match versus Kat.
Yeah.
And this is also, we do have a lot of instances of the two of them maybe not fighting each other. I don't know if they ever do fight, if Kim and Tommy ever actually, like,
I don't think so. They kiss.
Up. They do kiss. This is the only two Power Rangers who have ever kissed
on the mouth. Show.
On the mouth. Zach does kiss Jason in, like, episode six, maybe. It's the Pine Octopus episode. It
and
starts
I feel like
with...
Dr. Fairweather kisses Joel on the cheek.
Same.
Eventually.
And Tori kisses Cam on the cheek, too. And I feel like that one was, like, hidden under cover of darkness that no one that one snuck right through.
She snuck it in, the editors didn't see.
But Kim and Tommy do two different kisses. They do a regular kiss in an episode, and then they do an Under the Mistletoe kiss in I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger. And then never again shall two lips meet in Power Rangers. No matter who owns it, that edict is built in the blood after that of Power Rangers.
It's in the contract. Every time it's sold, there's a clause that's like, no kisses.
If you kiss, it comes back to me. I get all of it back and the money.
So Tommy?
I think Tommy. Unimportant. Because, like, look, fair. I do love Kim, like, obviously. But I think just, you know, one-on-one in terms of who did more for Power Rangers. That's an unfortunate matchup, though, you know?
Yeah.
But I think Tommy moves forward.
Well, that's the way these tournaments shake down.
That
eventually,
is true.
Eventually, someone's going to meet their match, and sometimes it's a little earlier than you would like.
Yep.
All right, so last match before the semifinals is Aisha versus Billy.
Here's where we'll reveal the trick, the prestige of the bracket. It's that Tommy and Billy never were replaced, so they got the buys and everybody else's colors, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're all very smart. I'm sure you figured that out. Billy's lucky he got a second round bye. He would not have made it.
No. Do we even need to argue this one, or are we just pushing each through?
I feel like we should give Billy a little bit of time in the sun just for posterity,
all right.
But I
he
cannot
did make
imagine.
The rad bug, which is the only way to fly.
It is the only way to fly. They do, unfortunately, much like with us with Gas Cast, lock the keys in the car and can't drive it anymore after a little while. Until Once and Always did he did pick the lock and get inside the car again.
Is that not like a rad bug V2?
That's got to be like a V5 at that point. That's a different car. Certainly not the same salad bowl hot glued to the top of the hood. What else about Billy is good? He has a lot of girlfriends, but I never once thought there was an ounce of chemistry.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is like every time there's a Billy gets a girlfriend episode, he doesn't want it.
He doesn't seem to like it very much. And we've talked about like the reasons for that, like on the show, and that like David Yost is gay, and so in the 90s it was even worse than it is now. And I know that seems impossible given the disproportionate amount of vitriol sent towards queer people in this day and age, but I do want to remind you that gay people could not even get married before 2008, so
yeah.
It was worse. It definitely was worse. And so because of that, they're like, we need to make Billy the straightest person we possibly can by giving him an unending series of girlfriends with which he wants nothing to do. The only person he has chemistry with is Trini. Like,
yeah.
In that. But that's because him and Tui Trang, David Yost and Tui Trang, were like legitimately best friends. So like, that's a weird Billy thing that they just kept doing. He also, like...
He's scared of fish.
He's scared of fish. He sucks at being a power... Like, he can't kick. He can't... The first entire season, all of his best moves are backflipping away from somebody.
The way he beats putties in the first season is dodging them so they hit each other.
Until they hit each other like gargoyles, or one of them, like, clotheslines himself on a monkey bar or something.
Or they just run off a cliff.
Sometimes they just run off into the desert because their butt got stuck on cactuses, and then they leave.
Yep.
But, like, I don't know. And I'm trying to think of, because that's all the, we're not using anything from Zio onwards, but like, he also is like the only one who doesn't have to do a Zio quest, and I feel like that
he cops out a lot when they start getting into that kind of stuff. He ages up before everybody else.
Yeah. Which I think is to set up Zio, but at the time that feels like a really weird pull, right? To be like, you didn't get the powers because you still had your coin. So you got to put it in the robot piggy bank and turn it into a dad. and like him not going on a Zio quest is like, it's, you know, some of the Zio quests were like here or there. But like Aisha had to go to like nebulously back in time to somewhere in Africa and like try to help all of the sick animals. Yeah. Like every animal was sick from something and she's like, I will save them. And
I used to work in a, not as a vet, but in a vet in office.
was it a vet office or was it an animal shelter?
It might have been a shelter, actually.
Both of those jobs seem terribly harrowing to me.
Yeah, I think it was a shelter because that's where they found PC, right?
That's where they found Park Cat, and they were like, wow, this cat's weird. It just seems to be everywhere as soon as Catherine leaves the area. So strange. So, but I think this is not even a contest. And then if we want them to fight, if they're fighting each other,
it's not even close.
Billy cannot boogie with the bear.
No,
not even close. No. So moving forward to the semifinals.
All right, we got Aish.
One Aisha Campbell.
All right, so we're in the semis now.
Yeah,
our two matches are Tommy versus Rocky and Zach versus Aish. Now you choose where we start.
Let's just keep the Aish train rolling.
Okay.
Let's do Aish versus Zach. This is another unfortunate matchup. They both have the distinction of being two of the first black superheroes on television.
Yeah.
I think Eartha Kitt counts from Batman 66 because I don't know if Catwoman in 66 was the tweener that she is typically. I think so.
I think she's just a villain, at least as long as Eartha Kitt was portraying her, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. So Aisha might be like the first black female superhero, period, like of all time, which is an insane thing to think about. Power Rangers, a show on Fox Kids built to sell dinosaur toys.
Yeah.
And then Zach is also one of the first, I can't think of anybody, certainly on TV, because there weren't a ton of superheroes running around on TV before then. But I think he's the first black superhero on television, period. So they've earned their stripes. Big kudos to them. As far as them facing off against each other, where should we start? Because they also never meet each other. We're back in never meet each other town because Zach leaves before Aisha shows up.
They don't meet until Once and Always. Where Aisha and Adam pop in at the very end to say hello.
I hate that so much. Space Patrol Alpha is not a joke. One of the worst things they've ever done in the history of Power Rangers in terms of story. It is painfully stupid to me. Because there are plural seasons of Power Rangers that are a different universe. RPM is a different universe. I think something happens in Dino Charge. I don't know what. That like sets it in a separate universe. They have the fake shattered grid with the dimensions in danger in, I think, Ninja Steel. Like, so they're like, there's 15 named dimensions that we all know of from that they talk about. Like, Power Rangers has
Bones
alternate
dimension and
Bones Dimension, Demon Face Space Cage.
Yeah.
That's just a big tarp with one plant on it that Alpha gets the plant from and lightning blast the putties.
Is the monster hell dimension with the gravestone gatekeeper.
Gravestone hell, yep, with company president Gravestone. I don't know what his American name is. I only know the Die Ranger name. It's the one instance in which the Sentai is head and shoulders above anything they did on Power Rangers. His name is company president Gravestone. You can't beat that in a month of Sundays.
No.
And then there's like RPM is a different world and somehow Dino Charge, not Dino Fury, Dino Charge is a different world. And like, there's like whatever, right? There's stuff.
We lost the plot. We're talking about Zach versus Aish here.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that she's in Space Patrol Alpha because they were like, we need to make SPD fit. And no, you don't. That could be a separate dimension.
And also, by the time Once and Always is set, it doesn't make sense to have a SPA, because SPD would have existed already.
SPD exists in 2001.
Yeah.
There's a flashback with a timestamp on it.
Unless they're different divisions of Space Patrol.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Alpha Sector, Beta Sector, Zeta? I don't know what the C is.
Gamma is third.
Gamma Sector and Delta Sector.
But even that doesn't make sense, because Doggy Kruger says, I was on the first SPD. And it's not said, this is the first instance of Delta. He said, it's all Delta. It's Delta all the way down. And then they're like, all right, this is Space Patrol Alpha. And then we're going to get Space Patrol Beta and Space Patrol Gamma. Might be after Delta, now that I'm thinking about it. Either way, that means every year and a half, they're like, get a new Greek letter.
The new Space Patrol frat house is here.
throw the last one out. We got to make sure this makes sense, says Simon Bennett, the guy who's like, I don't think we could do Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger because cops are kind of a weird thing. We will shoehorn in the cops season into Once and Always and absolutely tank the momentum in the... I get so mad about Anyway, Zach versus Aisha. Aisha has more time. I'm just now realizing that she... I don't know how long season one is 60 episodes. I don't know how long two and three are, but I feel like she similar to Rocky, and she has to have at least the man hours in.
Right. Right. This is almost a coin flip.
Kind of. Hold on. I'm just Googling how many episodes the first three seasons had. All right. Season one is 60 episodes. Everybody knows that about season one.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Are the next two 40 or are they also higher?
They might be higher. I think it's like 40,
we're in like the 50s or something, I think.
Eight something, yeah. Let's see. Season two has 52, and then season three has 33, but then there's 10 from 3.5. So they gotta put in about the same amount.
Roughly, yeah.
Because there's
here's
no
the,
way.
Here, okay, here's the thing about Ish. We talk about Zach being everybody's best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Ish opens her home to Kim when her mom is moving to France, and also to Kat when she is effectively abandoned in America for some reason.
She is kidnapped from Australia to kill them. That is such a wild pull.
And then she just stays here. We talked about, what do Kat's parents think are happening before, right?
She must have called them, right? She has to have.
I would hope so.
And it's the 90s, so that phone call, no matter how short it was, cost $87 minimum. But yeah, Aisha opens is like, hey, Kim, if you can live with me so you don't have to move to France halfway through your senior year. I think it's her senior year. It's a little wishy-washy.
Halfway through this year of high school.
This year. Maybe it's junior year because Zio is senior year because they graduated at Turbo. So maybe it's junior year.
I feel like when it started in season one, it was senior year, and then it got retconned to freshman year. And then
Yeah. That's probably what happened. But she does. Yeah, she opens her home to her. And then Kat is like... kidnapped from Australia. That, what was Rita's thought process? Is she looking over the entire world, which one of these, at the time, 4 billion people can I just grab to ruin the Power Rangers day? That one. Across the planet.
Yeah. I have a cat spell, so it needs to be someone who goes by cat.
Okay, and that narrows it down considerably.
That one's really pretty. She'll distract Tommy
Kat is so pretty. Nothing we could do about that. But yeah, and then Zach, also everybody, we said, because he is sort of the heart. I know Kimberly is, legally speaking, the heart of the team for season one. But, Zach also feels that a lot.
Yeah.
In a way that Kim kind of doesn't, because she is, the according to the press release, a, quote, Buffy type. They said we're looking for the next Buffy, which is it's 1993. They're not talking about TV show Buffy. They're talking about movie Buffy. They also, on that same one, Trini's character description is listed as an eternal pessimist. I don't think that came across even a
they
tiny
must
bit.
Have changed that.
They well, because this is also Jason is still called Victor at this point, so
yeah.
But they have changed Billy from like.
Well, if we look at the pilot, that version of Trini maybe fits that eternal pessimist.
Maybe
yeah.
that might be true, because in the, like in Bioman, Billy is like a himbo and a full 180. And by the time this like casting call came out, it was like a young Rick Moranis type.
No, you kind of got it.
They kind of, look, if you're looking for someone in 1993 to play a young Rick Moranis, I think you couldn't do a lot better than David Yost.
Yeah.
So I have a reason why I think East should win, but I want to save it for the next match as like a in case of emergency kind of deal.
Okay. Well, I do think with everything we talked about, East edges out Zach.
I think so. I think she just barely edges him out.
All right. So we'll put East through to the finals. So now we've got Tommy versus Rocky match.
Tommy versus Rocky match. The Bella Twins didn't speak like any other humans on the planet Earth, and I want to know why that is.
You know, I've seen their promos, obviously, and they're bad at yeah. those. I've never seen an interview where they're talking just genuinely, so I don't know if they just talk like that or not. They if they're do. Just bad at promos.
It could be a little bit of both, but I think they both say the word literally, and that has that's now how I say it in my head. Like, if I need to say the word literally for nobody but me, I'm going to say literally. They also called it the I think it was Brie who did say it was a hard fart victory on the television one time. Anyway, Tommy versus Rocky. We got two meaty men slapping meat.
Big meaty men slapping meat.
No, you want your 5-star matches? Not me.
Not me.
If you haven't seen Big E.
Your 30-minute clinics?
Nope. I want two big meaty men.
Big meaty men smacking meat. That's what I want to see.
If you have never seen Big E talk about the hoss yeah, fights that he wants, you must Google it now. If you go onto YouTube and just type in big meaty men slapping meat, I don't know what could come up, but one of the search options should be the New Day podcast where he talks about that, and you should enrich your life by doing that. I love Big E so much. I take it back. Tommy's not that meaty.
He's not. He's pretty lean, actually.
he's a pretty svelte guy. Does great kicks. And I think if this was, but also, and I don't know if Adam ever fought Rocky, but I know Adam fought Tommy and beat him.
Yeah. Adam beat Tommy. As far as I know, he's never beat Rocky.
He's never beat Rocky.
Is Rocky in the ninja experience or whatever that was called?
the ninja encounter quest.
Were they ranked as like a 1, 2, 3? Rocky does get to be the Red Ranger out of the group.
He does get, of the Stone Canyon trio, he does get to be the Red Ranger. I think he might have been number one, because if he's the Red Ranger, that means he's the leader of at least those three, right? Like, yeah. In terms of that. And he does open up his own karate dojo, so I feel like he may be discipline-wise. Like, if you want a heater, you're going to send in Adam, obviously. But,
yeah,
you know. If you want to wow the judges with technical prowess, I think it's got to go to Rocky.
I think we also need to talk about, and I know we're not counting Zio stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can ignore the fact that Tommy keeps falling for evil spells.
He's so good at getting tricked to be evil. And Rocky, who's canonically very stupid, never once does.
Not one time.
Not one time is he tricked. He does get turned into a tree in Zio, but like, that could have happened to anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody could have got treed in Zio.
I'm stuck a knothole.
He also, and I mean, again, we can't bring Zio into it, but it is, look, a lot of Rocky lives in Zio for me, and he does have one of the funniest morphs, which is when he is hiding from his new deaf love interest and knows that, or blind love interest, and knows that her hearing is better. Than normal, so he does have to morph very quietly around a corner while ducking. That's hard to top. In terms of if they're just squaring off, if they're fighting each other, I think Tommy might win. But I feel like it's not like anyone else that he would be fighting in that, like, it's going to go fine. Like, if anyone's going to German suplex Tommy, it's going to be Rocky.
It's going to be Rocky. Yeah.
You know?
Rocky's got him out-muscled for sure.
For sure. And if they're playing football, I think he's also probably Rocky would win.
Yeah. I just feel like Rocky is a much more jovial person and a better sport than Tommy.
Oh, easily. And again, and then now that you've brought it up, I do keep thinking about him getting turned evil, which not only does he get turned evil, but he is just like subject to a lot of evilness that happens that he can't like defend from. Like, he does have an evil clone running around the 1800s.
That's Tom. Yes.
Tom is just out there being evil in the way in the way past. So like, I kind of feel like Rocky takes it on. If it's who is better at being a Power Ranger, and one of the tenets of being a Power Ranger is not being evil,
yeah,
Rocky clears.
Which I have argued very, very vehemently in the Ranger rankings.
You have been clear on your position about this.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm cool with that. So all right. Push Rocky to the finals, and we've got four. Who is the champion Ranger?
The Angel Grove. Gladiator.
Rocky or Aisha?
We've talked a lot about both sets of competitors. Yep. Sets of competitors? There's only one competitor on each side. About both of these competitors. To both's credit, I feel like, because they both came in with the Stone Canyon trio when the other three were like, we would like to get paid something, and the other three Power Rangers did not, because if they all would have if they all would have been like, if you don't give us more money, we're all leaving, I feel like that would have been something. But this is why we're stronger together. That's why unions matter.
Yeah.
That's also explicitly why Haim Saban did not want to have union actors. Stuff like this. But they came in a time that like Power Rangers was in like a kind of a rocky place, no pun intended. And like, that's important. Like, they did a lot to like keep the franchise afloat so that we could get to anything after that. So I think, like, just on merit alone, we're looking at equal, like, equal footing. In terms of, like, personality, we did have to cheat a little bit for Rocky because, like, a lot of his cool stuff is in Zio.
A lot of his cool stuff is in Zio. I mean, he wants to have fun. I feel like he eats often.
He does eat a lot.
He's that carried through into Once and Always is that he was hungry.
He was always hungry. He was a firefighter, which is cool.
Yeah,
Firefighter is way cooler than being a Space Patrol Alpha, the worst thing the Power Rangers has ever done. So, but like, personality wise, like, a lot of the time Rocky is just like, we need someone to be wearing red right now.
Yeah, you go out there and yell Tyrannosaurus as mildly as you can,
as just as fine as you can think of to do it. And now that we're in the finals, I feel like I can start pulling out the dirty fighting. I do want to point out that there is an episode where Rocky's like, he really reached out and touched me. Our episode is called Rocky Should Go to Jail, I think.
He should be locked up for some sentence,
just
for that.
For a little bit, just till he's learned his lesson.
And this probably shouldn't count, but I do want to say, Karen Ashley looks like her name is Karen.
Uh-huh.
Steve Cardenas looks like a Steve Cardenas, but he does not look like someone you would call Steve.
No, he's also, I think in his first couple episodes, he's billed as Steven Cardenas.
That's even worse, I think.
And he is not a Steven. I don't care what his birth certificate says. Because like, him and Johnny Young Bosch is I think he's John Bosch in the first like couple episodes. And like, that's wrong. That's just incorrect.
This is John and Steve.
John and Steven. No, it's not. Try again. But then you see Karen Asher, you're like, yeah, that's Karen. I could see that being Karen.
Like, that guy's mom does not call him Steve.
No. She calls him Rocky.
She calls him Rocky or Steve Cardenas. He's one of those ones you have to say the full name.
Full name. Like my friend Kat Harris. The other thing is, we talked about the movie a little bit, the Power Rangers movie, and this is kind of this is my pull in case of emergency thing. But okay. I'm going to start with Rocky.
We're shattering the glass.
We're going to shatter the glass in two ways, as you'll see. Stay tuned. So for Rocky's movie, MNPR, the movie, 1995 cinematic masterpiece, starring one Ivan Ooze. What did Rocky do in it?
Well,
his helmet had the little like heat visor.
Yeah, he did a heat vision. He did a heat vision.
I
honestly, I cannot tell you anything he even said.
I don't think he talked for the rest of the movie. I don't know if he said anything else. Adam was sad about being a frog. Kim has a lot of great puns. Billy does some science. What's his name? Tommy. Tommy pulls the bone out. Got a bone to pick with you. Pulls the bone out. Thing shatters. I know they're all fighting the warriors, so they're all doing stuff. And I'm sure he has some talk. But does he do anything? I don't really think so. Aisha, on the other hand, she kicks Ivan Ooze in the nuts.
She does.
She knees Ivan Ooze. There's a button that you break glass in case of emergency. You hit it. It's the lift the knee real quick, hit him in the nuts button. No other Power Ranger. No other Power Ranger in...
No, yeah. There's not a single other Power Ranger in the, 16 seasons now we've watched?
In everything we've seen, in 668 episodes, there is not a single Power Ranger who just knees someone in the nuts except for Aisha.
That's true. Ashley, maybe the closest.
Ashley comes pretty close. I know there's some Die Ranger footage of the Green Ranger with the staff hitting it, but that's not used. We don't use that footage.
Yeah.
We don't use Die Ranger stuff. Doesn't count. But Aisha knows that in order to get the job done, sometimes you gotta knee someone in the nuts.
Well, here's the thing. Aisha got that bear in her.
She got the bear in her, and that
she's
bear,
gonna do what it takes to win.
Yeah. Knees him in the nuts so hard he flies into a goddamn comet and dies.
There's no rules in love and Zord fights.
There's no, at no point, Zordon's not like, don't reveal your secret identity, don't escalate a fight, don't use your powers for personal gain, don't kick him in the nuts. That's not one of his
rules.
That's
not a rule.
And she's like, nuts must be on the table. Hit the button, knee him in the nuts so hard he dies. You know who didn't do that? Stephen Cardenas did not. Rocky DeSantos.
Look, I think it's over. I think that's it.
I don't think I have anybody else that I can argue.
There's no counterpoint for Rocky against that, I don't think.
You can't. Because if now they're fighting each other, guess what? If it comes down to it, Aisha would knee Rocky in the nuts.
Yeah.
Game over.
All right, so are we in agreement, Aisha?
I think we are in agreement.
All right, I've already clicked it. Our champion. It's in the bracket as Ish.
The Angel Grove, April Armageddon, Guardian Gladiators. I've lost the title plot. I don't know what happened there.
It's Ish.
It's Ish. Number one. It's Ish. And that's going to do it for us for today, for this first bonus episode of the post...
screen grab of this so we can also post the completed bracket after the episode goes up.
So this is the first bonus episode of the season. We've already recorded one. We just thought this would probably be a better way to kick off the bonus times, the hiatus times.
You know, it's a little lighthearted thing. Not a lot of pre-game for it. Something we could just bang out real quick. So
because the next one also is kind of long. It's rankings. We do all of our rankings. We put the Jungle Fury Rangers on the list. We put the bad guy on the list. We put the season on the list. We do all that list stuff, and it does take quite a while. So this one we thought would be a nice lighter one. And we get to bracket brain out.
Yeah,
because after March Badgeness, if you're not a Pokemon World Tour listener. That's when we put all the badges from the first four generations into a bracket, and we made them fight. We only did round one, so you can go listen to that. And then coming up in about 2 weeks, it's going to be round two, March Badgeness, round two, April, where we do the rest of them. So go check that out. There also should be a new Pokemon World Tour United up today, so go check that out also. No new gas cast. Again, we did lock the keys inside the podcast, and I got an email... from Google.
I'm just going to throw this out there now. If someone can somehow get the episodes from Gas Cast,
I have the actual MP3s.
Send them to me. I can just make a new feed.
Okay. Because
This when is we, the... I'll tie it to the Hey Jake and Josh account instead of like a separate one. Just make a new gas cast for you. It'll be fine.
Yeah. If we ever want to drop a new gas cast down, we can do that. But so, because here's the thing, and this is why we talk about locking the keys in the podcast, is because we don't know what email we use. We don't know what the password would be because we don't know the email. We can't get back to the thing. And the way we used to have to do it, that all the gas casts are, is they're not on our website. They're in a Google Drive that is attached to a blogger through a thing that they got rid of. They stopped being able to do this.
Yeah.
But I do have all the MP3s that I can send those to you.
Yeah.
So we can get a proper gas cast feed back up. And then maybe if we want to talk about, I don't know what we haven't done on that.
We've only got like about 10 episodes on there.
We have like 11. We never talked about Slam Ball. And I would like to watch a little bit of Slam Ball and talk about the Slam Ball
episode
at some point. Anyway, I guess that's also maybe on the table. Look forward to that. Look forward to us ranking everything. Then we got a fan film. We got a movie. We got probably some other stuff. We got By the Numbers, which we have not recorded yet. We're probably going to record that soon. Got to message Benny, figure out when we're doing that. And then we got to do the Morphies, and then we're doing RPM, the best one. Finally.
Finally the good one. The good guys, one. We're doing it.
And we can talk about all the great Rangers like Summer. And Ziggy, and I don't know anybody else's names. Dylan, I think one of them's name is Dylan, and this is just from my family of the years this holiday season. I think Dylan is one of the funniest names. I don't know why. I just think it's a very funny name to say.
I have a cousin, Dylan.
It's a good thing that I don't, because I would just laugh at how funny I think his name is. I don't think it's a bad name, and I don't think it's like a dumb name. I just think it's a funny name, like... For whatever reason, that combination of sounds, I'm like, that's a joke, right? Like, we didn't name somebody Dylan.
Are you goofing me?
Are you pranking me? Am I being pranked right now? Anyway, we'll see you for that later.
anyway, sorry for any Dylans listening.
Sorry, Dylan. Look, your name is great. It's fun to say. It just is also funny to say. It happens sometimes.
All right, I'm gonna close the bracket. We don't need it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're leaving anyway. So right. We'll see you next time for ranking everything. But until then,
you've been pranked. Got him.
Got him. Roasted
you,
their
you
asses.
Got, you got.
4ms are popping today.
Mine were pretty good yesterday. Now they're okay. They're not as small as they have been.
I don't know what it is, and it can't possibly be the computer's no, because that wouldn't make any sense. But for whatever reason, whenever we do a PWTU episode, you are perfectly your levels, your volume is perfect the whole time. Like, it's the most like the same it always is, and I'm always way quieter for some reason in United episodes. I don't know what it is, because we're both the same distance away from the microphones as in Morphin Grids. So
this is the same way I always record.
I don't know what it
is. Zoom?
Maybe it's Zoom. Maybe it's just the level of engagement. Like,
maybe does Meets mess up the audio input somehow?
It shouldn't.
Shouldn't touch that. Like, we're recording in GarageBand.
It's a different program.
It's just a program.